One of the most profound things that I learned on my healing journey was the concept of the inner child. This is something that, like, I think they should teach in all grades of school. Like, they should start in elementary school and then teach it all the way up to, like, middle school and high school, like, this concept of the inner child. Because as an adult, this blew my mind when I learned this. And one of the most profound exercises I did to work on healing my inner child was this. And I want to share this with you today because one of my clients brought up inner child healing during one of our last sessions. And she had a huge aha and realized that one of the reasons she was struggling with continually choosing these lazy, low quality men was because of her inner child. And she was asking me for a way to work on healing that issue she was having. And so I told her that I shared with her an exercise that I did back a few years ago that was really profound. And I warned her that when she did this, that it might bring up some nightmares and some really weird past memories are going to pop up and it might be really emotional. So there's two levels to this. The first thing you can do is first grab a picture of you at the age of whenever the trauma happened and put it up on a mirror. And then on surface level, what you can do when you're feeling triggered, you can go look at that picture and talk to that child that is you, like stand there in front and like talk to her and say the things that she needed to have heard back at that time, like what you wish you had heard, and comfort her in the way that you wish someone would have comforted you back then. To do this on a deeper level, what you do is you put yourself into kind of a meditative state. You either can take the photo and, like, you know, sit with the photo, or you can have it up in the mirror and you call forward your inner child in your mind's eye, and you sit there and you say all the things to her that you would have wanted someone to say, but you're actually like calling her energy forward with you, and you're sitting there face to face with her in your mind's eye, and you're giving her a hug and you're comforting her and telling her all the things. And you can also tell her how amazing your life is based on the things that happened. Say, hey, I'm so sorry you're going through this stuff right now. I'm so sorry this is happening to you, but just know in the future when you're older, look how amazing your life's gonna be. I know you don't understand that now, and just like talk through it. And I remember when I did this, I had the craziest dreams afterwards. And it was just my subconscious pulling up all of this stuff and shining light on it for me as I was healing. And so this is something you can do, but just a fair warning that it's pretty powerful and it's really strong, and also takes some practice. Because it is really scary to pull forward your inner child and talk to her, because there's a lot of strong emotions attached to that. So you have to be willing to release and let go of all that stuff. But I thought it'd be a cool thing to share with you today because it's something that was so profound in my healing journey. And if you're not familiar with inner child, do some research on it and kind of dig into it yourself, because it goes, you know, all these things with how everything, all our entire perspective of the world and how we relate to people and relationships and the things we attract into our lives really goes back to the programming we got and the trauma we had as children. And I don't care what socioeconomic class you grew up in, every single one of those has trauma. It doesn't matter if you grew up really poor, middle class, or very wealthy. Everybody's got their trauma from when they're a child, because no parent's perfect. Every parent is doing the best they can. And the other cool thing, one last note about this, is I held a lot of resentment for my mother when I was doing my inner child healing. But when you go back and look at you meet face to face with your inner child, you can start to have more sympathy and empathy for your parents and know that they were only doing the best that they could. And in that, you can heal your relationship with your parents as well, which then kind of sets you free in a way, as well, you know, on a higher level. Another extra bonus of doing the inner child work. give it a try. Let me know how you feel about it. And as always, one last thing is, by the time you guys are listening to this podcast, the Let the Masculine Lead Challenge will have been already started. And so if you want to join something fun, check out my brand new TikTok account. I've pivoted away from my larger account because a lot of my following were misaligned with my new mission. And so you can find me at Tacos E, the letter Y, which is Spanish, it's E, tattoos. Tacos, the letter Y, tattoos. And follow me over there. And you can see all of my antics. And it's really fun having the freedom to create new content without having my old following like nagging at me for it. And I feel very proud of my videos and stuff over there. So go check it out. You can also follow me on Facebook at Rebel Keely. I'm still operating under Rebel Keely over there, but I'll soon be changing that over too. So if it doesn't work, check out Tacos E Tattoos on Instagram as well, because I'll probably be changing it to that new name here soon. Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.